Hi, Karina.
Hi, Bradley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good,
So,
good.
we are going to talk about Joe Dispenza. And Karina and I both have experience with Joe Dispenza, and I just wanted to talk with her. I wanted to hear about the recent weekend in Basel, Switzerland. And I don't know what you thought, Karina, but maybe thought we'd just have a chat. And I thought, no, let's record it. And that's where we are right now. So we have no script, no plan, no strategy.
No.
We're going to just have a chat here. And on what I'm kind of excited about is before we hit record, you were saying some very honest things about the weekend. And I think that is most interesting for people. You know, it's not like, oh, I healed my cancer in the weekend and I made €1 million by Sunday and my dog miraculously came back to life, right? Okay, I'm totally making fun of stuff, but yeah. So you just went to Switzerland for the weekend. How was it?
Yes, well, I went to the progressive retreat. Of course, there are different retreats. So this is what I would say, like, it's more like a starter's retreat. And I had been before a couple of years ago, and I think it was a similar kind of retreat in London. So I must be really honest. I've been doing a lot of the work, and
Me
I'm
too. Me
very,
too.
you too, yes. So,
For,
and I'm very,
in fact, I just had like a 10-year anniversary, 10 years,
wow.
because I really got into Joe when my father passed away. And like many people, and you and I have talked about this a little bit, like many people, they go to Dr. Joe when they have a problem or a challenge or something terrible, or and he always says, he's like, please come to me before you have the giant problem. And I agree. I agree.
I agree. But can I ask you, during those 10 years, have you always done his work? Or were there episodes where you totally backed away from it or continued it or?
So I'm very visual, and I was also like a mathematics guy earlier, and so I tend to see things in like a chart or a line graph, and so it's definitely up and down. Definitely, I mean, there were times where I think I was too deep into it, you know, meditating hours a day, and like every moment I'm listening to a book or a podcast or a testimonial, and then there are times like I'm just taking a break from. I mean, specifically Joe, what I really appreciate about Joe is that he opened the world of meditation and spirituality to me. And I'm just to, I don't know if I ever told you this, but the reason I really liked him so much was, again, this is back to my dad who was dying of cancer. And I'm like, how, I mean, my honest, like naive, well, maybe not so naive, but you know, how can I save my dad? What can I do? Or at the very least, how can I make his
But his
path from
transition.
transition, thank you, better or whatever. And so I was not a spiritual guy pre 10 years ago. And so my dad was, he's very analytical. He's like an engineer. He's very, you know, straightforward. And he wants like the math. He wants the science and the math and the charts and the numbers. And, you know, Joe even talks about like the white coat syndrome. You know, he wants the MD, the medical doctor who is going to, you know, prescribe his official thing because he went to Harvard Medical School for 8 years or whatever. And I'm not knocking that at all. But I think the spirituality world has just opened up for me because I was searching for something more for my dad. I'm actually weirdly thankful to my dad that he opened up this world for me because my life has been enriched immensely since spirituality opened for me. So anyway, I just wanted to give that feedback that why Joe was how I started with Joe, because I couldn't tell my dad anything if it was too woo-woo, because he'd be like, oh, that's woo-woo. He's like, give me the chart, give me the report or whatever. And that's Joe.
And I think that was also one of the reasons why I was attracted to his work at first, because it's very much science-based. And what I loved also during the retreat, he was saying, okay, this is not anymore what people used to call pseudoscience because it has become pure science. And where maybe, because he's been doing that work for years and years, so maybe when he started this 20 years ago, everybody thought he was crazy. And now universities and researchers are queuing up to be part of his research.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. And I also love that he was saying something which made a big impression on me, that was like, I'm not part of history, but I'm writing history. And I think
Wow.
that's true, because he has been able to bring something that was more for indigenous people, you know, indigenous cultures,
Yeah, yeah.
etc., which they already knew was true, but nobody believed. Or, you know, in the Western world, we said like, oh, that's all crazy, you know, that's woo-hoo, like you say.
Yeah.
He's been able to back that up with science and even take it steps further. So he's bringing it much more into the 3D world. And I think
Yeah.
that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's, you know, I can imagine, you know, when he has his last breath, that he thinks, wow, you know, that was a life worth living for others as well. So
Yeah.
I think he's enriched the life of so many other people,
Yes. Yes.
which is amazing.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm not the kind of person who likes to worship people, because he's still a human being. We all are.
Yeah.
And I think the because I've known his work, I don't know how many years, maybe also 10, I don't know.
Yeah.
But what I also, because I was in a similar situation as you, my sister's had cancer for years and years now, so I wanted
Yeah.
her to go to Dr. Joe as well,
Yeah. Oh,
because
wow.
there is some hope in there.
Yeah.
And that is also what I think is the downside of it, because there's a lot of hope and there's incredible cures, incredible people have, you know, people have healed from incredible diseases
Yeah.
that you never think they could heal of.
Yeah.
And when you would go there, when it's really necessary, I wonder, with what kind of expectation do you go there?
Yeah,
And
I completely agree.
what if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
Because he cannot give guarantees.
No,
It no,
of course not.
it's not. And I also think that there's still, you know, some divine intervention. So we can maybe think we can control or repair or whatever you want, everything, but we can't. And I think
Yeah.
that's a thing I always want to keep in my mind when I go to this kind of retreat. Like, I love it, and be careful not to have, you know, too high expectations.
Yeah.
Not because I saw a lot of people there with wheelchairs, and I just hope they are not expecting to be healed indeed, like you said in the beginning, after a
Yeah.
weekend.
Yeah.
Because that's not how it works, I think.
I had a conversation yesterday in a completely different topic, and
Yeah.
we were talking a lot about expectations and how important that is. And like, for example, it was about like books. Like if you write a book and if you're not number one on New York Times and you make $1 million in a year, then I'm a failure.
Yeah.
So what are your expectations for, you know, your book or your author career? And so here it could be, what are your expectations for your, you know, Joe weekend or for your, 20-minute meditation daily? What are your expectations? And then based on those, what does, you know, success look like? Did you succeed?
Yeah, and I think because you hang on. You mentioned it, you mentioned failure, you mentioned success.
Yeah.
There's duality in that.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
think we
Yeah.
shouldn't have either.
Yeah.
I think we should come into line and to alignment and embodiment with our soul. And when amazing stuff comes from that,
Yeah.
great.
Yeah.
But let's not only do it to become successful,
Yes.
because there's also the downside with the people, you know, who have a terrible disease and who think, okay, so if it doesn't work, I'm a failure.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's the risk that people
It
might take
is.
that.
It is. I agree.
And
And
your
that's
environment,
dangerous.
maybe. Your maybe environment. Oh, you didn't do the work. You didn't do it well enough. You
Yeah.
didn't,
Yeah.
you know, like we are so easy to judge. So I think it's
Yes.
much more. And that's what was very clear into Joe's story. The reason why you should meditate or why you want to do is because you want to change. And from the change, the healing comes. But if you go there with the reason, like, okay, I want to heal, then I think the expectation is very high also for Dr. Joe to meet up with.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks?
Yes.
So I we're getting woo here, Karina.
Yes.
So she says this one thing that I think is sort of well, this is a big statement, but like the answer to everything. She says, "Oh, you can get to your goal, right?" And let's. And she says, I don't have the wording perfect, but it's something like, you can arrive at your goal just as soon as you're okay with where you currently are. So it's something like, let's say you're at A and you want to go to B. You can get to B. Oh, absolutely. Not a problem. Super easy. No problem. Oh, just one little thing. As soon as you are happy or accepting, and ideally loving A. And that is, I mean, it's very few words and it seems like a simple concept, but this concept took me years to kind of absorb. And I think this is the key. And it's similar because, like, with me and my dad, if I'm following what you just said about, success or failure or expectations and judgment. Early on, I thought I failed because I didn't save my dad, right? He died. However, if my, well, that honestly, those were my expectations back then. So I did feel bad, right? Of course, I wanted him to live. But if I look back, I'm so thankful because that process opened up a different door for me that I wasn't expecting. So I like keeping things simple. We just talked about A and B. I like to joke that I went from A to B to C, SEE. Now I can see.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And so I was heading for B and I ended up at C. I thought I wanted to save my dad in a way. Well, I could say I saved myself, but I kind of found myself. I know it's very cliche. I found myself, but I
But it's
found,
true. A
it's true.
connection to your true self.
And I'm
And
so
I
thankful
think,
for that.
yeah, I can imagine. And I think it's exactly what you said. It's about, and that's also what Dr. Joe says, it's about being in the now. Because if
Yeah.
you, because also what
Yeah.
happens, if you have that goal, you're not in the now. If you're constantly
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
striving for
yeah,
B, you know, you're not in A.
yeah.
So, and I'm currently also doing some other quantum work, and that lady says it even differently. She says, like, where you currently now are now is a reflection of your history.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, this is where you are now. So when you want to achieve something, you know, you have to be first, you know, okay with now and accept. And then move on to where you want to go. And I think what Abraham Hicks was saying, the goal is usually something more personal. And I think we have an ultimate goal to enrich or to help humankind evolve. So if you only strive for that personal goal,
Yeah.
and I think the way forward is to see, like you said, going to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along the way, you might get, you know, you might take B along.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a bigger purpose why we are here as humans.
It's one of those things where I would have had no idea what you're talking about had I not sort of entered into this world. I remember one of the first retreats, Dr. Joe retreats I went on, and I remember I am sobbing the whole tears, snot out of my nose, the whole ugly cry, right? Just blah, terrible, right? On this woman's shoulder who's holding on to me. And all I'm saying is, there is so much love. There is so much love. I just kept repeating it. And I don't even know where those words came from. And I just there's this abundance, so much love. And that's the thought I had. And I thought, where are these words coming from? It was
Beautiful. There are books
wow.
from Matt Kahn. Did you read them? Like
No.
Love is the Answer, etc. Read them. It's all about that. In the end, love is what what we're
Yeah.
made of, what is, and what can resolve a lot of things as well.
Yeah. And I would say, if anybody's watching or listening to this and saying, like, okay, whatever, love is the answer, blah, blah, blah. But, and I probably would have had a similar reaction before my, I mean, here's another cliche word, but spiritual awakening, blah, blah, blah. But that's really what it was for me. It was an awakening of a different part of me, or I don't know if it's me, or I entered into this universe that I didn't even know existed. I like, are you a scuba diver or snorkeler? Or have you ever?
A
Yeah,
bit.
I'm not a scuba diver. It actually kind of scares me. But snorkeling, so I'm on the surface of the water, and I'm flat, and I'm if I look up and I'm in the air, then I see the world as I know it. Okay, air and trees and mountains and sky. But then I just go kunk like this. And if you put your ears under, also, you hear like the bubbles and you see the water. It's a completely different world. And that's sort of how I see like the spiritual world. It's so close. It's so easy to get to, just a little bit of shift in perspective, and is right there for us.
It's buried in plain sight. And it's more like our
That's
re
good.
for a lot of people, there's a resistance. But what if we start seeing it not as spiritual world reality, but
Yeah.
it's one. But we have sort of
Oh, wow.
tried to cut off from that spiritual world. So I think one of the things that people yearn for nowadays is to that connection again.
Yeah.
Because in that field, we are one. We are part
Yeah.
of, as I always
Wow.
say, part of a big tapestry where we all have a thread, and only with each thread the tapestry is complete. So we all have our roles to play in life.
Wow, what you just said is really beautiful. Me and my air and water, that you're saying, no. What if it's just one?
It's one. Yes, it's
Yeah.
one. Yes, we just tend to shut off part of the what some people call the spiritual reality, whereas for
Yeah.
me it's all,
Yeah.
it's not, this is spiritual, and who says it's up? Maybe it's
Yeah.
down
Yeah.
eventually. it's all in us, it's all around us. And I
Yeah.
think
Yeah.
the when you open your heart through love, through compassion, that's like a gateway. Because the heart is the gateway to the spiritual world, but because we are so much in our heads,
Yeah.
now also there we cut it off, like the
Yeah.
body and the mind. No, it's all one. And there's so much more than what we can see. Did you ever see, there are because I know you're very much visual and you like mathematics,
Yeah.
the number of hertz of colors that we can see
Yeah. Yeah, it's super small, right?
is super small if you see on the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
So if we compare that to what we believe as being reality, bloody hell,
Right.
there is so much more. You know, like
Yeah.
we can only see this part. And then in addition, we all have our own reality because of the things we went through in life.
Yeah. You know, I have a dog, Pepper, and I don't know the numbers, but they can smell something like 1,000 times better
Yes.
than we can, or something like that, right? And so, because when I walk with him, he stops all the time to smell all of the smells. And I can't, sm I can smell, okay, there's a tree, I can smell some leaves, there's a street, I can smell some asphalt. Okay, that's like two. And he smells a gazillion things. Of course he wants to stop. There's all this interesting stuff to smell. Wow.
And what I find so interesting is that a lot of people say, because I can't see it, because I can't smell it, because I can't hear it, because I can't sense it, it doesn't exist. But we know it's there. You know, like science is even proving it. So it's just opening up, like you say, you know, like maybe instead of having the, you know, the glasses from the divers, having the new ones where you have the, you know, much more vision.
Oh, that's good, Karina. That's good. Oh, I like that. Oh. See, I think that's already an advanced topic. I'm always thinking of who's listening to this or watching this. And I think of myself pre 10 years ago. And I would say, okay, Karina, that sounds really great. I can see the sky and the water at the same time. Wonderful. But hey, look, I haven't even seen the underwater yet. I haven't even seen the spiritual side. So, you know, how do I get there? Because then, okay, I love your idea. Sounds great. But how do I even see, open up one little peek into that spiritual world? Like how would I get started?
Calm the mind, because we, you know, they shatter all the time. We all have all these voices. There's no space to see this. But everybody has those things that when you're in the shower or when you're making, you know, walking, you get these brilliant ideas. Those come from the field. So when you silence, and you were talking about meditation earlier, when you silence, you know, and for some, it's indeed being in meditation. For others, it's going out for a walk, maybe going out for a cycle, maybe going to the gym. It doesn't matter. The thing is, get out of your mind into your body and connect. And then you slowly open up to a field of opportunities. And it's for me, it's also, I'm also a heart math facilitator. So, that's also one of the techniques that Dr. Joe uses. In fact, because he wrote about it in the book, I thought I need to know more. And I became also a facilitator for that. And I'm doing that every single day. And I try to make this coherence in my heart to keep the connection going. And to be honest, Bradley, it's not that I'm always, you know, got the feeling like I'm so connected, I'm so connected. No, because I also have moments like, okay, but I know that it's usually when I'm too busy and all the shatter is there, and the shatter, it just puts veils in front of our faces. So we have a different view because we can maybe see like this or like this or like this. But the thing is, if the shatter goes away, we open up. We can see more, we can hear more, we can feel more.
And that's like you're saying, depending on who you are, what you like
Yes.
walking in nature or in the shower or sitting
Yes.
in
Or
traffic.
breathe. Yes. Or breathe. Just breathe. But I think the connection is not to stay in your mind, but to really feel your body, relax, you know, calm down.
You know, we're talking, you said like see and hear. I like my meditations, I like closing out as many of the senses as possible.
Me
So
too.
I've got my big old headphones on, noise canceling headphones, and I've got my eye mask on. And then I meditate in the only room in our house that has like a key or a lock, and which is the bathroom. So technically, I'm in the shower. And I set it up. I put a towel down. I have a chair, and because it's the only room where I know no, because I would freak out if somebody like tapped me on the shoulder or like my son comes barging in. Hey, what are you doing? And so, I'm in a safe space. I can't see, so I don't not influenced by seeing anything. I'm listening. Well, that's why I like Joe meditations because it's guided. So
And
I'm
with the
sort of
mask.
and mask and the earphones. I'm not hearing anything. And I like guided meditation because then I'm sort of following some story or somebody talking. And so, but what often happens is that I don't really hear them anymore. And especially like Joe, I've listened to it hundreds of times, if not thousands. And so I don't even really hear it anymore. It's just sort of, I'm guiding along. And one technique I have is I call it the conveyor belt. Like, at the supermarket, the belt that you put your products on. So I've got my idea. Oh, I have to walk the dog later. I have to go to Albert Heijn. I have to meet somebody at 3 o'clock. I just put that onto the conveyor belt and let it go away.
Love
And
that.
then, and I know I'm not going to forget to walk the dog. I'm not going to forget my meeting at three, whatever, but I don't need to think about it right now. So put it on the conveyor belt, let it just slide away. That's nice. And then I'm listening again. Oh, where am I again? Oh, you're walking up the staircase. Oh yeah, staircase, whatever. So it's kind of distracting me from thinking about the Albert Heijn. And then I can do my path. And then the best tip I ever got for meditation was from a dear friend of mine when I was at an advanced retreat from Joe in Munich many years ago. And I was kind of struggling with meditation. And she said, are you going in and asking, are you in your meditation and like, are you kind of being the conductor? And I said, I don't know, probably. And she said, go in and say, what do you got for me? Or what are we doing today? Or what's going on? Or just, I'm here, and let it come to you. And it really helped.
I think there's also there are expectations. So and that's what Dr. Joe also said, and it's something I had to learn because I remember a year now, maybe 25 years ago, I started meditating,
Oh, wow.
and I was like, maybe even longer. I think it's longer, but anyways. I thought I was so busy and I was so ambitious, and I remember like sitting there and like the thoughts would come up and up and up and up, and I would just sit there and the meditation teacher, and I would like be like, when is this over? So much to do. And I remember that after a couple of lessons, I said to her, I'm sorry, but I don't think this is for me. And she said, okay, and now you push through. And then the next lesson, I don't know what she did, but that was the first time I would be able to calm my mind. And there is no such thing as a bad meditation. That's what Dr. Joe says as well. So don't go in there with an expectation. Don't judge yourself because you're distracted. Just see it as some self-care time, period. And if something, sometimes, you meditate. Sometimes you've got this beautiful meditation that you're like, oh, and other times I'm like, what have I been doing? I think I fell asleep. And that's
For sure.
okay too. Stop the chatter. It's again the devil or the angel on our shoulders saying, you're not doing it right. Oh, be compassionate. Go to the love. Love yourself for taking self-care. Period. And whatever the outcome is, or none, it's okay.
You're right, or none. And if you expect the none outcome, the chances are a whole lot better that's going to happen. And enjoy the unexpected little surprises.
That's it.
Okay, on that note, we had no outcome planned when we're talking.
No.
I just mentioned unexpected surprises. I've had a lot of wonderful unexpected surprises talking
Such
about
as,
this with you.
oh, today,
Today,
okay.
just now, right now.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of a perfect example. Here we are were two friends talking. We had no expectations, no judgment, no success or failure. We're just having a chat about something that we're very passionate about. And you might say, before we hit record, you said something. You said, I mean, like, I think this can like solve the world's problems, which is a big statement. But I think you're right. It's the unity and the bringing together. And then like I was sobbing, snotty nose. There is so much love. There is so much love.
And also coming back to Dr. Joe Dispenza and to research that has been done in areas where there's a lot of meditation or where there are group meditation, criminality goes down. It's incredible, you know? So why not? Why not give it a try?
No, I think we are happier people thanks to meditation and Joe Dispenza. And so that's all I really wish for anybody watching or listening. It's just, what are we doing? We're not selling anything. I'm not saying you have to go to some expensive Joe
No,
Dispenza week-long thing.
and to be honest, you know, I did Dr. Joe Dispenza. I've done all the courses with Dr. Sue Mortar, who also works on a similar way. And there are so many other people, you know, working on the quantum field. But it's more like for the listeners also to realize there's more than what is currently there. Just be curious. And see, and may, you might along the way, you might get even more happier, like you
Wonderful, Karina. This has been a pleasure. I'm so happy to talk about this stuff. It really fulfills me and just makes me more deeply joyful and happy. And that's a big thing in the world today.
me. That's true. That's definitely true. Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Great. Bye for now. Talk soon.
Yes.